The growing Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus is one of the main reasons folks in Western New York have hope for the region's economic future. Entrepreneurs are trying to translate research into new businesses that sell the next big thing in medicine. But as the Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison reports, not all research at the campus will create a corporation or cure cancer, like one project which focused on television.
I don't know if it was divine intervention or the kinship of all living things, but I tell you, Jerry, at that moment, I was a marine biologist.
That was, of course, a clip from Seinfeld. And that clip is the raw data for an experiment conducted by scientist Jay Derrick. She's with the University at Buffalo Research Institute on Addictions. Derrick's found that watching TV reruns boosts willpower and self-control. Both are limited resources that these days are tested more and more by multitasking and busy schedules. And that's where our TV friends, if you will, come into play. Turns out our brains really like latching on to fake relationships with celebrities, talk show hosts, or TV characters, Derrick says.
We feel like we're watching our friends. And when we watch it over and over again, then we start to experience the feeling that we know them, that we're interacting with them on a regular basis. Even though they don't interact back, I don't think our brains can differentiate between fake people and real people.
While watching reruns of favorite TV shows, people make almost no effort to think or expend any energy, which recharges our batteries. And that's good for us, Derrick says, but she warns this is not an excuse to become a couch potato. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.
Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Visit innovationtrail.org.